Britain is expelling a diplomat from the Israeli embassy in London. The British government says it has concluded that Israel was responsible for forging British passports. The documents were among those used by the suspected killers of a Hamas commander in Dubai. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Police in Dubai had announced last month that 12 people travelling on British passports were part of an alleged hit squad who killed Mahmoud Al-Mabouh in Dubai in January. Now, after an investigation by Britain's Serious Organised Crime Agency, the government has concluded that Israel was behind the cloning of the passports. Foreign Secretary David Miliband made a statement in the House of Commons today using unusually strong words.
Given that this was a very sophisticated operation in which high-quality forgeries were made, the government judges it is highly likely that the forgeries were made by a state intelligence service. We have concluded that there are compelling reasons to believe that Israel was responsible for the misuse of the British passports. The government takes this matter extremely seriously. Such misuse of British passports is intolerable.
Miliband was careful not to accuse Israel of being responsible for the killing of Mahmoud in Dubai, but he said the illicit cloning of the passports of UK citizens by a country which is a friend of Britain only added insult to injury. He said Britain was expelling one Israeli diplomat in response. The Israeli government has neither confirmed nor denied a role in the killing of Mahmoud. Yesterday, the Israeli ambassador in London, Ron Prosser, was summoned to the Foreign Office, and today he made a short statement to the press.
The relationship between Israel and the United Kingdom is of mutual importance. Hence, we are disappointed by the British government's decision.
Of the 27 suspects named by the authorities in Dubai, several used fraudulent Irish, French, German and Australian passports. 15 of the names used by the suspected killers matched those of Israeli citizens with dual nationality. The French and German governments said they do not plan to take similar action to the British, and many analysts, like Robert Lowe of the Middle East programme at London think tank Chatham House, says Israel is unlikely to take the issue further.
It's probably unlikely that they would respond in kind by expelling a UK diplomat, if only because I doubt that that would be in Israel's interests, in that I think they'd prefer that this whole fuss died down, not least when they're going through a rocky patch also with the United States.
Foreign Secretary Miliband also demanded formal assurances such an act would never happen again, and in a highly unusual step, he advised British citizens that their identity details could be at risk if they visit Israel. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
This is NPR.